Father, we grow wiser when we let you in. So today, I pray we become a little bit better and a lot more like you. Help us hear your words, listen to your words, hear your words, and apply your words. Instruct us today as only you can, and help Sean stay out of the way as best he can. In Jesus' name, amen. How many humans are here today? Excellent, excellent, in the right place. We started the series, and I ended the series last week, and today I wanted to try to do something a little lighter, because, man, season three was brutal. It was rough. Moses and the children of Israel, they got knots on their heads, you know, it was rough. I got knots on my head. But I want to say something about human dads. Being a dad can be complicated, right? And some dads, on just simple stuff I've learned over the course of my life, when it's safe to take their advice and when I really should go, oh, no, I don't pay attention to that. I don't know if you grew up with a dad like that, but I did. I'll maybe get into a little bit of that. Just sometimes I thought some of the things he said, should I really apply what he's saying here? And I seriously had. I had guys that were like dads in my life when my dad wasn't in my life. They're, and I guess I won't get too detailed because they may show up here sometime. I won't think, you're that dude? You know, don't do that to him. You know. But I had dads in my life that would say things, and I did things because they were respectful figures. You know, stuff like, go break that door down and drag that kid out here. We want to talk to him. You're the minor. Got it. I'm just telling you a piece of my life. Line them up. You're not the one to be arrested. And for the time, I go, yeah, okay, I'm not to be the one. But if you really, I'm not picking on them. They're like in their 20s, so they're stupid too. You know? They didn't know Jesus. I'm just saying. But who sends, if you love your, and you're a father figure, who sends a kid? They didn't know what's behind that door. I could have been dead at 17. On the news, what went through the door? They had no idea. You don't do that to your kids, right? I'm just saying, some of us had, we learned to go, you know, I'm not going to do that. I will never send Justin and Jordan through a door that they, go break that down and drag a guy out there. Have I said that yet to you ever? Not that he recalls. I learned what not to do sometimes. It's okay to learn what not to do. I learned a lot. We could do a whole seminar on things I learned not to do. But with all dads, say all dads, I have a saying that applies. I have a slide here. You ready? I believe it's there. Eat the chicken and spit out the bones. What's that? Eat the chicken. Eat what's good and what's not. Get rid of it. Okay, take the chicken. Where's the chicken? Eat the chicken and then spit out the bones. You don't swallow them. Unless you're Samoan, you don't crack those things and suck the marrow out. I've seen it happen. I thought I was a tough, manly guy who could eat chicken with the best of them. I'm from upstate New York. We invented chicken wings. And then he came from Samoa, and he's eating the chicken wings. Oh, I love these. What are these? They're chicken wings. Buffalo-style chicken wings. Welcome to the States. You're welcome. He ate them, and then he cracked them open and started sucking the marrow out. I went, oh, my goodness, you're another level. You're another level. That was a dad figure in my life, Apostle Jonathan. So now you know part of the raw problem I am today, you know. I had crazy parenting, but I had a lot of chicken. Dads can certainly give wisdom on what not to do. I don't know if you had a dad like that. I could go on, my dad telling stories of things that he told me, and I'm like, that's crazy. And then he grew, and my dad matured. Like, I don't know if you had a young dad, but my dad was 15 and a half years older than me. Sit. So to expect a 22-year-old dad to know a bunch of stuff about dadding who had never had any dadding themselves, it's not his fault. He did the best he could. Trust me, I had Jesus when Pastor Justin showed up 31 years ago, and I was holding on for dear life, and I had Jesus. I can't imagine how hard it would be, you know? But as he matured, he kind of gave me better advice, and I learned what idiot moves not to repeat in my own life. I had my kids, and one of my biggest prayers was, honestly, Help me be a good dad. Help me be a good dad. Father, teach me how to be a good dad. And I needed to do that. You know, I needed to ask God for that because I hadn't had a lot of good example. I had some example, you know, but not a lot of good example. But as he grew, I got some examples, and I realized there's no perfect dad in the world, and there never will be. There's no perfect man in the world, and there never will be. Say, only one, Jesus. The rest of us are going to fall short. So we got to watch our scale. I mean, some dads are doing the best they got, and they're getting raked over the coals, and they're doing the best they got. They're not going to be perfect. And if you're married to a guy that's trying to be a better dad, I'll just say this as a professional marriage and family counselor, and I'll look at nobody. Don't critique them to greatness. Encourage them to greatness, because no one's perfect, okay? Just Jesus. So this is my chill Sunday. Back it up. Chris is like, Pastor, you better learn what chill means, because this is not feel chill, you know. I'm going to go through Proverbs, and let's pick some stuff out. And I'm just going to do the first three chapters. I'm just going to take the first few verses, and we're going to dive into chapter 4, depending on the clock, because it's Father's Day. You can't be too long on Father's Day. Proverbs 1, 1 through 5. I hear after service you can get your treat on. Is there a treat station over there? There's a couple treat stations. I'm just saying, so Andrew, don't be sliding back to the bathroom once in a while snagging treats. I know you, man. Stop. Proverbs 1, 1 through 5. The Proverbs. Truths. Truths obscurely expressed. Maxims. Sayings to live by of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Here's my pullover point. You're like, where can you pull over here? Those are the ones you whip right by, right, on the way to the meet. We're going to be pulling over a lot, so we'll see. In God's church, if we can't learn both great and hard lessons from Solomon, then who can we learn from? Seriously, like, some people have a hard time learning from anybody. They know it all. They've been there, done that. Those people, I usually ignore them. Ever have the know-it-alls and know everything? I'm just telling you what, that's just how I handle it. Been there, you done that. You know, you can tell me I'll raise my kids, but you ain't never had any. Or the ones you had want to shank you. Okay. Yeah. Good advice. Thank you. Mahalo. But if we can't learn from somebody, and like, well, I can disqualify everybody else but yourself on the planet, then I would suggest Jesus, the perfect one, learn there. But in 1 Kings, when it's not there, Chantel, don't get nervous when I start throwing out randoms because it's not there. In 1 Kings, it says Solomon at one point excelled more than anyone in wisdom. Even wise men that were considered wise men sought Solomon out to hear some things he had to say. And God set it up that way. So shouldn't we hear some of the things he has to say? If God set it up that way. But some of us, it took me a while, you couldn't. Only certain people could tell me things. I don't know if you're built that way. So only certain people could tell me things. And I had to learn humility and hard knocks to go, okay, I got to take you through this. Solomon is going to be a good picture of learning stuff, applying stuff, and then forgetting to apply stuff. Ever forget to apply something you know you should apply? Here it is. It says, to know skillful and godly wisdom. It's in this chapter still. The next. To know skillful and godly wisdom and instruction. To discern and comprehend. To discern and comprehend. To discern and comprehend. Know what to apply and when to apply. Isn't that important? Ever meet someone so book smart, but like they can't get out of their own way? You know, that. What do you mean? It's just a crosswalk. You wait for the light to come on, you go across. And they're brilliant. They can't figure that out. People that are. You got to know stuff. You can't be like, I'll just go through life and fake it. Yeah, we noticed. But you have to know stuff and then apply stuff. And Solomon's saying, you know, to discern and comprehend. Comprehend the words of understanding and insight. To receive instruction and wise behavior. I'm a, like I said, a don't tell me what to do kind of folk. I've gotten so much better over the years, thanks to Jesus, I believe. You have to ask Dr. Heidi. I guess I could be the best judge. But what or who can you receive instruction from? I mean, don't be that guy. That's part of your problem. If you're that guy, that's your problem. Humility is the first lesson you need to learn. That's why it's part of our H life, right? Humility is the first lesson, right? The wisest dad made by God has instructions for us. So I thought we'd pull over here from the wisest dad, okay? It says, and the discipline of, are you kidding me? The discipline of? To be disciplined is what? I mean, what is discipline? Most of us can think of like maybe consequences. But discipline really is the making of consistent choices. To make consistent choices and put that understanding into practice. I know how to work out. I have it set up perfectly in my garage. Everything I need is out there to be as shredded as Max. Yes, he's posing back there. Humility, Max. I've been talking about it. Well, you're not listening, bro? Come on. No, but I have everything out there, and I know what to do because back when I was a young fella, I used to be an instructor. One of the things I did, I was a gym rat. I know what to do. I have what to do, but I have not applied it. Thus, I don't look like Max. We got to have discipline in our lives to make things happen in our life, and it's not just physical discipline. You got to discipline ourselves if we're going to be wise. The discipline of wise thoughtfulness, of righteousness, of justice, and of integrity. That prudent, good judgment, I love this, astute common sense. I had Mace Grace on the media team this week because it's just been a long week, and I know it's Father's Day, but I didn't know how to put a video in the middle of this. But for astute common sense, I was flipping through Facebook, and it shows this guy starting a chainsaw, but he had the chain blade between his knees. And I said, oh my goodness. I mean, that's common sense. But how many times in my life did I look like that in front of God? Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to hurt yourself. I know what I'm doing. You're going to hurt yourself. I know what I'm doing. Oh, you hurt yourself? I hurt myself. Anybody? Okay, I guess the church. I'm the church, right? Say wisdom. Wisdom may be given to the naive or inexperienced who are easily misled. So anyone can seek and ask God for wisdom. Anybody. This side of the room, look at that side of the room. Say this to them. Maybe you should seek some wisdom and discernment. Yeah, look over there and say this. Say, maybe you should. Yeah. I'm the only pastor that starts turf wars in our church. Right side, left side. You know, The middle's like, I'm very uncomfortable when you do that, Pastor. We don't know what side of the gang to lead on. My wife's on the other side. I don't know what to do. Which side am I on? You know. It says, in knowledge and discretion, intelligent discernment to the youth. Say, oh yeah, 24/7. Wouldn't you like that? Speak that over the youth. Pastor's like, if you don't want to pray for the youth, pray wisdom. God said we can, you know, it's available to them. It says the wise will hear. That sounds small, doesn't it? But it's not. The wise will hear. The wise will hear. Okay? They will hear and increase their learning. They hear it, they do it. If you're wise, you just don't hear it, but you hear it and then you do it. You're not wise because you know it. You're just knowledgeable. You're wise when you hear it, and then you do it. Wisdom. Say wisdom. And the person of understanding will acquire wise counsel. If you're smart, you'll seek out someone smarter than you. If you're smart, you'll seek out someone smarter than you. Not richer, not more popular, but wiser. It's not a stratosphere of income. Man, I've learned some wisdom. I learned some wisdom in some rough places. They didn't have a lot of other wisdom in some places, and their lives were a mess, but they had some wisdom enough to go, I can hear that. I don't want that. Thank you for telling me that. Anybody ever sit and talk to the guy that you gave $5 to? who wants to wash your window and hear part of their story, you should get some wisdom out of it. The person will acquire wise counsel and the skill, the consistent discipline of work, the skill to steer his course wisely and to lead others to the truth. What's our job? What's wisdom for? To steer our course wisely. You want to, how do I live my life? Should I do this? Should I do that? What? Ask God, the source of wisdom. Like, what am I supposed to live? Ask him. And then, well, what if I'm not hearing clearly? Find someone who's wise in that area, who's proven themselves in that area, and you go find out that information, what they have to say in that area. I'm just rephrasing Solomon. This is paraphrased according to Pastor Sean. But then he says, once you steer your course, now the church, not us, but the church, has been good about telling people how to steer their courses, and they're not steering their own course. So I'm the church. Keep going, Pastor. Yeah. It says, steer your course wisely and lead others to the truth. Isn't that the gospel? I found Jesus. I'm applying Jesus. Man, I want you to be able to apply Jesus. Right. Say, instruct me, Father. I choose wisdom. Proverbs 2, 1 through 7. My son, if... Say, it's a choice. It's a choice. My son, if you will receive my words, if you'll take my words as vital to your life, if you'll take my words as vital to your life and treasure my commandments within you. Hey, do not just do the actions to look good in front of others, but treasure them, make them the core of who you are. Right? Make them the core of who you are so that your ear is attentive to wisdom. And apply your heart to understanding. See, application, S. I'm teaching some Spanish right here. S, muy importante, right? Am I doing it good? Yeah, I got my Spanish thug back there. You pastor, you better say it right. Apply your heart to understanding, seeking it conscientiously. And striving for it eagerly, passionate to pursue it, to do it right. I've had some young people that have contacted me lately. It makes me want to like jump around, Miss Blanche. Young people contact me and say, hey, we want to do dating right. Do you have any suggestions? I was like, is Jesus coming back? What's going on? Young people are wanting some wisdom about how to steer their lives so they can lead other people to the truth. I'm like, yeah, boy. Anyways, it was good for me. I love it. Like 80% of Ethos Counseling is helping people overcome disasters and restore their lives. 20% is enhancement. I love those. I want to be better. Awesome. Be better, right? Yes, if you cry out for insight and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek skillful and godly wisdom, as you would for silver, and search for it as you would for hidden treasure. I'll pause right there because I'm going to cause panic. I was here at the church yesterday for a while, cleaning stuff afterwards, right? Jody and I was out on the track walking around. What if I hid $300 there like yesterday for Father's Day in an envelope out there on the track? What if I did? It's not unlike me to do such a thing, right? She's like, you don't even know the stuff this guy does. Half you don't be slipping out the back door to go to the bathroom all of a sudden. I don't want to see it. I'm just saying, maybe I did. And some of you are thinking, did he do it? Can we put that same kind of effort into understanding God and his ways? Because what if I did? What if it was $1,000 and I hid it back there and I thought about it? But I thought Dr. Heidi would kill me. You gave $1,000 away? I just wanted to prove a point. Could it have been done with $10? No, they wouldn't have been digging holes in the track for $10, but for $1,000, they just all got up and went out the door. I don't know where they got. They travel with shovels in their trunks. It's shocking. Right? If I put $1,000 back there, would you not stay after service and go, I'm just going to walk around, right, Andrew? Like, maybe I see it. Lord, Andrew be like, I'm not digging like the rest of these guys. I'm praying, Lord, lead me to the 1,000. But we would go after it, right? What he's saying is, seek for wisdom in my ways, just like you would for treasure. Be passionate about it. Go after it like it's important, right? Then you will understand the fear of the Lord, that is worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome. Regarding him as truly awesome. Say awesome. He's truly awesome. And discover the knowledge of God. Be active in your pursuit. That's his expectation. What's God expect me? Seek me. What's he expect? He wants to be sought. I don't know what to do with my life. Seek me. You need wisdom? Seek me. You know people who seek me? Seek them while they're seeking me so they can give you what they sought. I know it's too much. Too many yeses. And discover the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom from his mouth. Come knowledge and understanding. He stores away sound wisdom for the righteous. The righteous who are in right standing with him. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Say, walk in. Not a random occasional choice. I chose not to steal a pack of gum from Circle K today. Don't I have integrity? Well, yeah, because if you're tempted, well done. I'll give you half a gold star right there. But integrity, he says, is a shield to those who walk in it. It's become something that I choose and have chosen and will continue to choose every day, even when it's hard and I don't feel like it. That's what he's saying. He's a shield for those who will try to walk in integrity. A shield to those of honorable character and moral courage. Say this, it's time, his church, wise up. Say, wise up. You kind of sound like Daffy Duck saying, rise up. It's sort of hard for me. Wise up, church, wise up. You know, no, I'm talking, I will. Wise up. All right, I'm going to wise up. This is my goal this year, to get wiser. That means I got to get to the garage, Jake. I got to apply some knowledge if I want to get wisdom in that area, you know. Proverbs 3:1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Just don't know them in your head. Just don't write them on your wall. Put them on your tea cozy. I don't even know what a tea cozy is. I picture it like, yeah, is a tea cozy kind of like a coaster for like a cup, but you put your teapot on it? I've heard no one knows what a tea cozy is. Sabrina, if I were to pick someone, if I had to call someone out of this audience, and I was on a game show for $1,000, say, tea cozy, tea cozy. Sabrina, what's a tea cozy? She's like, Pastor, don't. I'm probably right. I'll go with probably like, Charity, what's a tea cozy? It is a coat for a teapot? Why? Anyways, this is not part of the sermon, but why? Yeah, okay. Tea's hot. Anyways, it's not just enough to know, but it's the application, right? In seeking to be wise, we must be seekers of wise resources, right? Say, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Proverbs 4:1-2. Here we go. This is where I hit the motor running. Yeah, you know those words. I know. I'm going to get in trouble for that later, too. Proverbs 4:1-2. Hear, O children, the instruction of a father. Good fathers are never going to be perfect. There are no perfect men. We know that. We can strive to be good, though. And that's a process, right? That's a process. Jesus was perfect. I'm striving to be good. And good fathers build their lives on God's word and his ways. And good fathers do this. Good fathers instruct, correct, and reward. 2 out of 3 we like. Occasionally, just 1 out of 3. I like reward. Reward's my fun one. But fathers, good fathers, will instruct. You don't just hand a kid at 15 or 13 or 14 when you start shaving. Just, here's a straight razor and some shaving cream. Figure that out. Man, we keep calling the ER on that one. Right? No, there's an instruction that goes involved with that. Right? So fathers instruct and they correct. Don't touch a stove. Don't touch the white because it's going to hurt you. I love you enough to correct you from that moment, right? And then good fathers reward their children. Man, you did such a good job. I'm so blessed by you. All I think about is wanting to bless you. That's a good father, right? We should strive to be like that, right? It says this, and pay attention. Say, pay attention. That was just to wake everybody up who's sleeping, Jake. Why, Pastor? I'll fight you, Pastor. I'll light you up on stage. Pay attention. Be willing to learn. Be willing to learn. Be willing to learn. So that you may gain understanding and intelligent discernment. For I give you good doctrine. Do not turn away from my instruction. Don't turn away from my instruction. What I'm telling you, don't turn your back on it. But it can happen. Ever get good instruction and wish you took the advice? Come on, only two of us. No, so you never got good advice from somebody and go, darn, I should have. Nah, if I would only listen, I promise, honey, I won't take the 60 next time. You were right, there is construction. Oh. Proverbs 4:3. When I was a son with my father, David, pause right there, the choice of God for king, his anointed king, David, the line the Messiah comes from, David, the heart of God, that same David was also an imperfect king, an imperfect dad, and for at least one moment, an imperfect guy. He truly repented from his sin, but he had an imperfect moment. That sin was not a habit in his life. Doesn't say in the word that was a habit, but there definitely was a choice he made. So as awesome as David is, and he was awesome, I'm not even fit to scrape the gum off his shoe, but he wasn't perfect either. Just saying. Say grace. God turned it around, David's terrible thing. He says, David, tender and the only son, who's the only son of his mother, was Solomon. Solomon the Great. Solomon the Great took all the things that David did and improved on it and did a lot of things that were awesome. And he says, God says, one of the wisest in the world, but even he fell on his face. Pride. Pushing the envelope too far, and foreign women brought down the wisest guy in the world. Ah. Tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, Bathsheba. Now, here's a great story. She went from adultery and shame to queen mother. See, redemption. Yeah, Solomon's reign was golden, and he had good advice, and he had bad application at times. So, he fell into a trap of overindulgence and let things influence his life. But the father's an instructor, and we should learn from both those things, shouldn't we? I did. I knew when I started dating, seriously, when I became a born-again Christian, I had made a determination based on reading Solomon's life, to be honest, because I read my Bible for a whole year by myself when I was working out in the gym and didn't have a church. I was trying to find out who God was because I was told he was one thing, and I experienced a bunch of crap, and I just needed to find God, so I just dug in, you know? And I read about Solomon, and I thought, this guy, that was a trap for him. And I looked at my life and go, it's been a trap for you your whole life. You made bad decision after bad decision before you knew me with all sorts of relationships. Anybody? Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude. So I'm reading about Solomon. I made a determination. The only one, I was trying to build my life on God. I made a determination. And it was one, I will not even get a phone number of a girl that I know that is not serving God first in their life. Why? Because I don't want any foreign women to take me down. God, I want someone who's going after you like I'm going after you, that loves you like I'm trying to love you, that knows you like I'm trying to know, and it matters. Tippity top. I made that determination then. It was a great determination because I ended up with Dr. Heidi. I made a decision, right? Proverbs 4:4-6, it says, he taught me and said to me, you know, it's good to be here at church on Sunday, and I love that you're here, especially on Father's Day. You guys are ballers. But sometimes you just got to let the Father speak to you personally. Like, you got to have the Father speak to you one-on-one, just you and him, personally. You got to have that time. And if he's the tippity-top, no, I'm just so busy, Pastor. Well, if he's the tippity-top priority, if he's the tippity-top priority that we say he is, then we should make time for that. We should make time for that, right? Let your heart hold fast to my words. Don't tune me out. Ever start talking to somebody and they're like, they hear Charlie, you know they're hearing Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. I know how to make an egg. Thank you. Wah, 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 wah. I know how to do it. Oh, those eggs are bad. I should have listened. Thought you were telling me how to make an egg and you were telling me not to make an egg because they went bad. Don't tune me out. Don't become so familiar with the Father that his words are washed out of your life and they go unkept. He's my friend. You know, I accepted him in 1926. And I've been serving ever well. I accepted him in 1926. But here's the pattern of my life. I didn't really serve him, but I accepted him. Well, you don't know him then, do you? I'm just saying. Don't become so familiar that you wash out and don't keep the things you know to do. It says, keep my commandments and live. See, sounds simple. It sounds simple, but how do you know it's not easy? Simple things are not always easy. Squat thrust, simple. Easy, not for me. Even when I had good knees and I was in shape, I hated them. If you ever played football and had to do squat thrust in full pads, Kayla would know. Kayla would feel my pain right now. He's like, I feel you, Pastor. Keep my commandments and live. Get skillful in godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Say, actively seek. Actively seek spiritual discernment. Actively seek mature comprehension. Actively seek logical interpretation. Seek discernment. Seek to mature. You don't got to stay immature in areas. It's hard. When you're going through mental health stuff, and you're going through physical therapy, it's like, Herod's in physical therapy, you know, coming back from stuff. It's not easy, right? You got to seek to get better in those things. Try to make easy things simple. The simple things easy, that's the trick, right? It's good advice so far from Solomon. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Value what I say and build your life with them. Do not turn away from her, wisdom, for she will guard and protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. I love he switches tenses here. I was talking to a guy the other day, and there's some young lady is being taken advantage of, in his opinion, and he just rose up. I loved it, just like a bear, you know. I love guys like that. There's no woman to be, for my sake, you know, I love that, you know. And I feel like wisdom should be treated like that. You guard it like, that's my girl. She protects me. She loves me. Right. Proverbs 4:7. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. Huh? Again, I was going to put Yoda up there. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. How do you do that? The beginning of it is get it. If I don't have any, how do I? The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. If you're wanting to be wise, seek wisdom out. Ah. The beginning of getting wisdom is go look for it. Go mine it. Don't treasure it out. And sometimes don't even go ask somebody first until you get alone with God, that moment with your Father, and you dig something out of the Word like it's worth $1,000. Like, you know, you really want to know how to date. Dig it. And mine it out of there. And God will give you wisdom. Because I was just a stupid ex-Catholic kid just trying to figure life out. And he spoke to me off a King James Bible with no paraphrases, no margin, just the red letters. And he said, check out Solomon, you want to be smart. I do want to be, because I've been an idiot. I've been wasting my life. God, what's the first thing I do? The first thing you do is keep seeking me and keep reading this book. Oh, right, on it. Don't stop reading this book, on it. You're going to need this book to reign your life with. Okay, I'm on it. And so whenever I'm like, what do I do? Ever been in a what do I do situation? I find them in a lot. The first place I run to is run to the Father. But we have to. Even before I run to Dr. Heidi, before I run to the prayer chain, we got to learn to mine wisdom from the Father because he's got it here for us, right? The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. If you're wanting to be wise, seek out wisdom. It's preeminent. Say tippity top. Tippity top. And with all you're acquiring, get understanding. Say actively seek. You see how he's putting that over and over again? That there's an action needed with wisdom. Spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. Prize wisdom, and she will exalt you. She will honor you and embrace you. You know, benefits exist for the user of God's wise wisdom. It does. So she will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty and glory. Wisdom in your life, it's real wisdom, will draw other people to you. And you'll find your life blessed. Some of the wisest people I know are some of the most blessed people I know. And some of the wisest people I know, I love to spend time with. Why? Because it helps me. I grow if I will listen and hear. And that's kind of, isn't that kind of how the church is supposed to function? I love men's ministry. I love Abide. I love this church because we're multi-generational. Some things you can learn from me just because I'm old. Yeah, I said something the other day. Okay, I'm looking for my old guys. Like, I said something the other day, go, yeah, I started playing ball before there's a three-point line. Someone laughed at me. I won't say who, Andrew. He said, ha! That's a... Some things you can learn from me when old, but the more things you could learn, I'm not saying I'm a great teacher, but I'm saying just my life. I have a lot of things I can tell you not to do. I got a long list of those. And I can tell you the things that I did that God asked me to do and the fruit that I live in because of it. You know, people ask me, debate with me all the time about tithing. I said, listen, I'd do it if I wasn't a pastor. I've been doing it since I read it in the book. And I read this, test me. And I went, if you're all God and you're in that and a bag of chips, prove it. I mean, that's not a great attitude. But it was me, like, I needed to know that you're real. And it gave me something to touch. Right? And so that became part of my life. It became a way, people say, I've actually had family members call me. Why do you always seem so blessed. What's going on in your life? And I said, I'm just going through some tragedy right now. Yeah, but in the midst of that, look at God. I said, well, this is what you do. I don't want to do that. Then you can't have what I have. You don't want to do, I would like, as I said, I would love to look shredded. But I'm not going to do it, anything about it. I'm never going to be it. And I can't complain about someone who is just because I'm not doing what I should be doing. Right? God's trying to get us wiser again this year. And wiser means I'm going to take what I know and I'm going to start doing something with it. I'll start doing something with what I know. Keep going to him. Keep seeking him. Applying. Say, it's time to get wise. It's also time to get moving, Pastor. Proverbs 4:10. Hear, my son. Say, listening's important. You know why listening's important? Because it's the first step to hear. You can't hear unless you listen. You want to write that down? You can't hear first unless you listen. You got to listen to be able to hear. And those two words are different, aren't they? I've listened to a lot of things. I've listened to lecture on lecture about the War of 1812. I can only tell you it was in 1812 someplace in Europe. A bunch of people had a problem. I listened. I didn't hear it too well. I'm just saying. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings. Listen and treat what I say as absolute truth. I'm trying to give you good advice. Remember, we talked about it. I've been giving you good advice, and you keep not taking good advice. And you're so mad at God, the situation you find yourself in, but you keep making dumb decisions, and you're mad at God. If you would just get wisdom and use the things. Wise counsel gave you wise counsel. God gave you wise counsel. If you step in that, he said, I will give you blessings and glory and honor. All these things will be yours, but you keep making door number two choices when I keep telling you it's door number one. And now you're like, how dare God cause my foot to hurt? He said, well, you keep running into door number two, bro, and I told you it's nailed shut. God, he says, you know, I love you, but get wise, right? Hear, my son, and accept my sayings. Hear and accept my sayings. The years of your life will be many. I have instructed you in the way, in the skillful, godly wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. Led you. This is good for us dads. You ready? We got to live it out, not just talk it out. Man, it's tough sometimes, right? We're not perfect. We're not Jesus. But we also got to get better at it, right? An imperfect man in the hands of an awesome God can do amazing things. It can. God, I appreciate you. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. Your path will be clear and open. And when you run, you will not stumble. I love this. Take hold of instruction. Take hold of it. Actively seek it. Grip it firmly and don't let it go. I love, to me, that says something. Grip it firmly and don't let it go. I guess I got an added to this one. I see God lighten up darkness, and it's like, I see him grabbing a war club, a Samoan war. That's what picture in my head, a Samoan war. Grip it tightly, like, hold on to this thing. Why? Because you're going to have to knock the block off this big, bad, ugly, demonic thing. Grip it. Hold it tight. Smash that thing. Kaylee's like, this is not less intense, Pastor. This is way more intense. Guard her, for she is your life. Man, you should guard the words of God in our life because it's the only thing that gives real life. And we should guard it, and we should put it in there, and we should protect it, and we should keep watch over it, and we should be consistent with it because it's your life. We're talking about your life. You get one and then the judgment. That's what it says. Shouldn't we want to guard wisdom and pop it into our life as much as we possibly can? Proverbs 4:14. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not go the way of evil men. Ever run with a bad crowd? All right, you and I, baby. We know what the bad crowd is. How about this? Ever been the bad crowd? Ah, Danette, you? Not Danette, my sweet worship cello player. Are you kidding me? But God. But God. Goodness sakes. I love thugs. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not go the way of evil man. Avoid it. Say avoid it. Avoid it. Hey, there's something bad coming up. What do? Avoid it. Hey, here's a temptation coming down the street. What do? Avoid it. Well, what do I do in that Facebook post comes up? Oh, I said it. Avoid it. Swipe it out of there. Avoid it. Hey, there's something evil this way comes. Avoid it. Because something you can't avoid. Something's coming after you. But the ones you can avoid, you should definitely avoid. You know? Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it. Say, pass on. Pass on. Pass on. For the wicked cannot sleep unless they do evil stuff. They eat the bread of wickedness. They drink violence. But the path of the just, the righteous, is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Miley in the DRC, right there. So that's how she, I just picture this armor of light. She's like, she's chucking through there. And she's all sweet and cuddly. So on the outside, you see this, you know, she's all loving everybody. But I just feel like the demonic's going to see, an angel of light came. And when angels of light show up in the word, everybody freaks out. Even people, everybody's like, what's going on? I think Miley's going to freak the DRC out with Jesus. Don't let her freak us out, though, Lord. Just them. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know. They do not know what they stumble. Proverbs 4:20, 21. My son, say, pay attention. Pay attention to my words. Be willing to learn. Remember, if this is a problem, that's one of the reasons we're not maturing. We can fix it, actually. Open your ears to my sayings. Be open to hear the truth and not what you want to be the truth. You got to be open to hear the truth, but not what you want to be the truth. Those are two different things sometimes. I wanted the sons to be good enough, but they weren't. It was not the truth. Do not let them escape your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Say, tippity-top. Proverbs 4:22. For they are life. Life to those who find them. Say, it's your responsibility to seek. And healing and health to all their flesh. You know, you might be able to relate to this. Lack of peace and lack of wisdom in your life and bad decisions will tear you down emotionally. It will tear you down spiritually. It'll tear you down physically. Ever been so worked up? You just like, sometimes I just like, I was talking to Jeff and Yurgood. He's teaching kids. I'll tell his story. You don't even know about it. He's like, man, I was a punk in school, pastor, and I did this to this one kid. He goes, I'd love the chance to go back and ask him to forgive us, but he won't even take my calls. I love his heart that he tried to do that. I did try to do those very same things. He said, when I think about it, it makes me sick how I treated that guy. And I go, I know. I think about that too. I'm the kind of guy that only thinks about my mistakes. Father's Day make me uncomfortable. I don't like to be the center of attention. Well, you're in this pulpit only because God asked me to be. Trust me, I had a money-making plan and I was doing well with it. I'm only here because of obedience. I don't like the spotlight. I'd prefer to be in the middle of the 100-acre woods without Winnie the Pooh. Just saying. And healing health to all their flesh. Watch over your heart with all diligence. Say all diligence. That means consistently and meticulously watch what you put into your heart. Watch what you're allowed to stay there. Watch what you're allowed to grow there. Watch over. If you can only get one wise thing today from Solomon, this one. This is the one. Watch over your heart with all diligence. Make it a priority to protect my heart. From it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:24. Put away from you the deceitful, lying, misleading mouth. Put away from you the deceitful, lying, misleading mouth, and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead toward the path of moral courage, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you toward the path of integrity. Consider well, and watch carefully the path of your feet, and all your ways will be steadfast and sure. Do not turn away to the right or to the left. Turn your foot from the path of evil. You know, we got to be intentional to stay away from the edge. We have to be careful to stay away from the edge. But most of the time, we drive like a drunk old grandma on a single lane highway in upstate New York. We're weaving from side to side. Woo! Pull over. Right, that's dangerous. But we live from the right to the left, to the right to the left, from ditch to ditch. And we get the same results she did. Woo! God says, pull over. This is not how you drive. Do not drive to the right or to the left. You watch your path. You make sure that you know where it is. Don't even get close to the edge of the outline of that. Why? Because it's wisdom. Because I know you. I know how broken you are. When you get a little too far to the left, you're going to go hard left. No, I won't. You do. I do. I can't. If Amanda leaves brownies at my house, I'll eventually eat them all. All. I do. Just, it's a problem. She causes it. It's her fault. See, that's, I can't go too far left with the brownies. And I have people help. You know how I get help with the brownies? I make people take some. Take that brownie home. Why? Because at 1 a.m., that brownie will be mine. You already had three. You're counting my brownies? You have the problem. I don't. Anyways, I got to have help to stay on the path. Why? Because I'll eat them all. Because I like them and they're good. You got to be intentional to stay away from the edge. You got to be purposed. It's got to matter to you. Right? And you got to make a plan to stay on track. Now, maybe you're a dad, you know, man, I've been off track and I want to get back on track. You're maybe like, I'm a dad and it's hard to stay on the track and I'm trying really hard. Or I had a dad and he was nowhere near helping me out with my track. I don't know what you need prayer for this morning, but I'd like to end with just prayer for dads. That this would be the year of dads. This would be the year. You ready? Can you believe with me for that? Yeah. Just let's stand. I'll pray for you. And then Pastor Jody and Dr. Heidi have made an amazing, extravagant plan for you to have treats galore. But I really am, as pastor here, as a senior pastor here, I'm such honored to have y'all here on a Father's Day. I really am. Like, it means a lot to me to see you all, and I'm so grateful to have you here this morning, even thugs like Danette. Father, I pray for your healing and wholeness over broken hearts, where there's been broken hearts, where fathers have broken hearts, or where fathers got broken hearts. I pray, Father, where some of us didn't have fathering, absent fathers, Lord, didn't know fathers. Lord, I pray for healing for those hearts this morning in only ways that you can. You'd bring healing and wholeness to broken hearts this morning. Lord, we're seeking. You said to seek you, and we'd find you. You said to ask, and it should be given to us. So I'm asking for healing for broken hearts today. Miraculous healings of broken hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would empower fathers, empower men during this season, Lord God, that we would wise up and rise up. Father, we would stand in the place you've given us. We'd work on the things and our courage and our morality and our integrity, and we would be good fathers to those around us, Lord, to our kids and to other kids. And Lord, you could cause us to be the kind of people that could draw people to us so we could give them you. Father, we're not asking for perfection. We're asking to make us good this year. In Jesus' name, amen.